This is Twit.
Last month, OnePlus also was called out on collecting some usage data from the devices. That included, if I'm not mistaken, MAC addresses, Wi-Fi information, telephone numbers, a number of, you know, personally identifiable information, obviously very sensitive. It makes that data personally identifiable. Have there been changes? What kind of changes have been made to address that? And I mean, I'm sure you can understand why people would be concerned about their privacy from that regard.
Yeah. So in this one, you know, we have a user experience where basically we do gather information and we look at it in aggregate to test performance. And so I think for us, when we've gathered information, is solely to kind of look at performance of our phones. You know, it's not going to third parties. It's not, you know, doing anything towards advertising. That being said, you know, there was a mistake where the opt-in to the user experience wasn't on by default. So that was our mistake, and, you know, we acknowledge that, and we did an OTA for all those phones. And for anybody whose data collected, we deleted that data. Mm-hmm. And so we made that change. But I also think that information we were only looking at in aggregate, and we do it solely for kind of looking at performance of our devices. So I think we try to be pretty open in terms of the circumstances for that. And I think for us, we're happy to, you know, we kind of explain this. It's the intent wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. And I think for us, all we're trying to do is make devices that perform well.
Right. Intent wasn't bad, but the optics, obviously, of that.
Yeah, I'll say, communication certainly could be better. But I think on any of these things, you know, we want to make sure we explain it correctly, but we also ask that, you know, let us explain, you know, kind of the circumstances.
Sure. And the data that was collected prior to that, that's all gone?
Yes.
That's all been ejected. So anyone that was concerned about that, there you go. And then what about future devices? I mean, in this day and age right now, people are just so hyper-focused on this. And I feel like we've seen this not just with OnePlus, but we've seen it with, you know, a reasonable amount of other phones where there's this, I don't know, the people are having a hard time understanding why this information needs to be shared at all. But you're saying it's to improve the performance of the device. What is the, there has to be a balance to be struck there where you guys get what you need and people don't feel like they're kind of offering up information that they don't want to be offered.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think of, you know, there's an opt-in to the user experience. And I think for us, you know, knowing our kind of philosophy, and we try to be pretty open about this, is we're very focused on making good product and performance that performs well. And I think we feel confident putting our devices up against anybody in terms of speed of performance, smoothness. Mm-hmm. And I think so we get a lot of user feedback from different sources. And I think that's kind of our philosophy. You know, there's not some business plan of advertising. There's not some walled garden we're trying to build. We have a very simple, you know, philosophy of just trying to make the best Android flagship phone. Mm-hmm. And any input we got goes towards that.